I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:46. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The man suspected of killing 23-year-old Mackenzie Lewick is now facing additional charges for child pornography. The district attorney today filing 19 charges of sexual exploitation of a minor against Ayula Ajayi. I'm Maria Shalaya.
Second, state conservation officers have caught and killed the bear that attacked a camper last week near Moab. A 13-year-old boy was bitten on the face while he was sleeping at Dewey Bridge Campground. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
Well, right now we do have traffic coming to a stop as emergency crews are working on this rollover crash. They have stopped all lanes of traffic westbound I-80 prior to the mouth of the canyon. And emergency traffic delays linger southbound I-15, 2100 to 5300 south. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it warms up to 91 today. Lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Jackpot. It is 91 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Police in Dayton, Ohio say they're still piecing together the movements of the Entertainment District mass shooter. Chief Richard Beal says the 24-year-old gunman opened fire 2 hours after arriving with his sister and a friend, but says it's still unclear if her killing was intentional.
There's a real question, could even see who that was on the other side, which is why I'm saying this. The evidence seems to be questionable, although it's very clear 7 minutes before he started shooting, he knew they were there.
Authorities are still looking for a motive. The Justice Department says Attorney General William Barr has ordered the warden at the Manhattan jail where Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide over the weekend to be temporarily reassigned. Two other staff members have been placed on administrative leave. Stocks soaring on Wall Street. The Trump administration said it would delay some of the tariffs on Chinese goods until December. The Dow added 373 points. The S&P gained 42. The NASDAQ rose 153 points. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The case of Mackenzie Lewick. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Ayula Ajayi, the man suspected of killing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick, is facing additional charges from the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has been covering the story today, and he's joining us live. So, Nick, what are these additional charges against Ajayi?
So we found out today, earlier today, Jeff, that 19 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor have been filed against Ayula Ajayi. This came as a result of police officers delivering a search warrant on Ajayi's phone and laptop, where they discovered innumerable pictures of child pornography. I won't go into the details. I unfortunately had to read the probable cause statement. But it involves mostly 4 to 8 year old kids, and it's pretty bad stuff.
So this is very disturbing material, presumably from long before the Mackenzie Lewick case even happened.
That's what they're saying right now. Of course, they don't know exactly when he may have obtained this material, but it is being prosecuted as a separate set of charges. Of course, this has nothing to do with Mackenzie Lewick other than while investigating that case, they came across this material. So, I mean, he's already facing all these other charges, right? And then here's these other ones. I can't say they're more severe or less severe, but they're bad.
You charge where the crimes are, but it sort of seems like piling on. You already have aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, desecration of a body, obstruction of justice, and now this on top of that.
Right. And that's what District Attorney Sim Gill told KSL in an interview earlier this morning. It was asked of him, you know, he's already facing potentially life in prison for some of these charges. Why put this on? And he said, you know, it's my job as a public prosecutor to deliver justice wherever it's due. And with the kind of heinous nature of some of these charges, they can't just simply leave it because he's already facing aggravated murder and other things. They have to go after this as well.
Yeah, you were clearly disturbed after reading these charging documents.
It was not fun, and I don't recommend it to anybody.
All right, thank you, though. KSL's Nick Wyatt, you've been listening to The In-Depth Now. Emergency traffic were brought to you by Mountain, America's lowest visa rate ever. Ricky Meese, go ahead.
It's emergency traffic on southbound I-15, right for your drive home. Delays stretch from 2100 to 5300 south, where we have a crash that's been blocking a right lane of traffic. Now, I'm trying to get a better look, but they've turned the camera. I can't see if it's still blocking a right lane or not, but these are why you're seeing slow and go and stop and go delays. We also have traffic moving once again. This is due to a rollover crash in Parley's Canyon, westbound I-80, prior to the mouth of the canyon, causing about a mile or so of some backups. Also some slowing on I-215 South Belt going eastbound, and that's from Redwood Road over to I-15. I-15 between the Point of the Mountain and Provo looking good. Steve?
And if you're on southbound Foothill Drive, scattered slowdowns between Sunnyside Avenue and about 1700 South, and as you head out of downtown, northbound I-15, filling in just a bit from, looks like the Rose Park area by the refineries up to the North Interchange, then it breaks up and clears out. And more slowdowns, though, in Davis County, Shepherd Lane, Kaysville, up to Hillfield Road in Layton. And more delays past the base there up into Clearfield. Southbound I-15 a little busy as well from Riverdale down to Roy. And we're starting to see some delays filling in. Northbound 89 from Main Street up to 200 North for Fruit Heights. And from South Weber Drive up to the I-84 interchange. Black Diamond Electric Plumbing Heating and Air, delivering wow through expert service. To schedule a Black Diamond Electric Plumbing Heating or Air estimate, visit blackdiamondexpert.com. blackdiamondexpert.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Your 7-day forecast now from KSL's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine today. Heating up, though, the next couple of days. 91 today, 95 tomorrow. Still lots of sun. And up to 97 on Thursday. Also mostly sunny skies. Tones down a bit on Friday, 93, and lots of sunshine. Looks like a sunny weekend. 94 Saturday, 94 on Sunday, and sunshine 93 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
91 degrees, as any child could tell you. 6 days till school.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
KSL News Radio.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
The Pioneer Children's Memorial has 17 stones that celebrate and honor over 650 known and unknown children who perished on the journey west. Between 1846 and 1869, tens of thousands crossed the Pioneer Trail to this very valley. It was a great journey of hope through the wilderness. Many came simply seeking peace and their God. Most of those came down the very mountain we pass every day. Each had their own story, but all had one thing in common. Their journey was difficult, filled with danger. Each had courage and made sacrifices, yet all carried with them the hope of a new life as they crossed the wilderness. You're invited to come hear their stories of trials and triumph at This Is the Place Heritage Park. The Pioneer Children's Memorial was a joint venture between Days of 47 Incorporated and This Is the Place Heritage Park. It was completely funded by private donations from people just like you. Come celebrate our state's great pioneer history at This Is the Place Heritage Park.
Do you know why pipes come out of your roof and walls? They're not for birds and hornets. They're part of carefully engineered systems to keep your plumbing and heating operating safely. We know because at Whipple Service Champions, we are sewer scientists, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, drain cleaning, and electrical experts. The drain vent pipe lets hazardous gases escape and lets air into your system so that negative pressure in your piping doesn't siphon your P-traps. P-traps are named for their shape, of course. It's a water seal that keeps smelly gases and vermin out of your house. These are just a couple of the dozens of things we check when you call Whipple Service Champions for your $44 whole house plumbing safety inspection. We also check for leaks in the gas, flue, drain, and water piping. We find little problems and big problems before they become catastrophes. Plumbing needs to be inspected and maintained. Call Whipple Service Champions. We're better and faster. Call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
It's no secret. Everybody knows that the big drug companies care more about profits than people. We pay twice as much for prescription drugs as other countries, just so they can keep raking in billions and billions of dollars. And it has to stop. Now. Representative McAdams is fighting to end the drug company's greedy practices. And now that Congress has a real opportunity to cut skyrocketing drug prices, it's time for Washington to get the job done. No American should have to choose between buying medicine or buying food for their families. It's absolutely shameful. The big drug companies spent nearly $175 million for lobbying last year and more than $6 billion for advertising. You know that they can afford to lower prices for people who depend on their medicines. So let's get this done now. Utahns are counting on you, Representative McAdams. Stop the greed. Cut prescription drug prices now. Paid for by AARP.
On Wall Street today, good day. The Dow jumped 382 points. The S&P 500 added 43. The NASDAQ gained 152. Time now for Cougar Tracks. And here's Mitch Harper.
The BYU football team feels confident they have their next great quarterback in sophomore signal caller Zach Wilson. But who are the wide receivers that Zach will be throwing the ball to this season? BYU offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes isn't focusing on any particular individuals, but he's excited about the entire receiving unit.
We've got five or six guys that have experience and have playmaking ability. And as I said, after the spring, I felt like those guys had the best performance out of any position group in the spring. They continue to come on and make plays, and now we got a couple other guys added to the mix.
Fall camp practice day 12 is taking place right now in Provo. For coverage of BYU football fall camp, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.